Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Good evening. Welcome aboard into the late night and early morning hours. Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here at iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and globally on American Forces Radio Network. Marty Trail along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well, fully guested today as we will roll through the next 60 minutes to take you through the overnight. And it'll start with quarterbacking situations. Denver, Pittsburgh's got a mess on their hands. Why there's a two-day news cycle on Aaron Rodgers saying he's had the toughest camp ever is beyond me. Legendary NBA figure Al Attles has passed away. There's been a bevy of baseball. Second time in 3 days, the Mets. Meet the Mets. Walk-off home run. Pinch hit job this time. Jesse Winker, they got him from the Nats at the trading deadline. He goes yard left center field. Walk-off win, second time in three nights over the Orioles. The Orioles are in a funk here, and Dominguez can't close the door, cannot close the door. And that bullpen in Baltimore is starting to, you know, listen, you got Kimbrel, who's a can of gas. Let me tell you something. The Orioles, you got to fade them just like you did last year. You got to start fading the Orioles because that bullpen just looks like BP. It looks like they're tossing batting practice. And the Mets, without a doubt, teed off. We'll start with DJ Shields. We want to tell you, too, you can jump on at sportsovernight.net, sportsovernight.net. You can see bios and pictures of the contributors to this program and this entity, and we're very excited about that. We're grateful for all the producers, too, when you think about it. Dominic Jimenez, Daniel Ogden, Bailey Peck on the weekend. So we thank those people as well. But, yeah, full show, busy, rolling through the middle of the week, towards the end of the week, a Wednesday into a Thursday, and U.S. Open tennis on the horizon next week, roadshow in New York, and we'll be on that Gold Coast of Connecticut with WGCH. Very grateful for those folks. They're a great affiliate. So that's where we get started today on this Wednesday into a Thursday. DJ Shields, Dallas, our football guy, winning DJ Shields. He will tee it up first, and we'll get it going here on Sports Overnight America. We are coming right back. Don't go away. She needs some room to breathe, let her do her thing. Standing outside in the rain, say it to my face, cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame. It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. How you say heat your body?
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here as we roll into the night, the overnight here on Sports Overnight America. Let's not waste any time. Let's get right to them. We head down to the Metroplex Dallas-Fort Worth. Let's get them in here going inside football. It is DJ Shields. My man, what's going on? How are you?
Marty, my man, how are you doing, man? How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you on, and let's start tossing the pigskin around. We're getting close, man. Here we go, Saturday with college football, live from Dublin with Florida State and Georgia Tech. But we'll put the college stuff on a back burner right now. I want to get right into these quarterbacking situations. Are you surprised Denver today went with Nix? I mean, look, I say hand them the keys. You got Jaden Daniels lighting up for the Washington Commanders. Caleb Williams getting big-time headlines. McCarthy's on the shelf for the year. That's kind of a bummer. Nix is getting the reins of the Denver Broncos. Give me a quick take. Let me hear.
Marty, I love it. I think, you know, with them giving him the reins to the offense, Denver has been, you know, they've been up and down and kind of struggling since they did not have a quarterback, since they didn't have Peyton Manning, right, to win a Super Bowl. And I think there's a standard there. With Bo Nix, Look what he's done throughout his career. You know, he was Mr. Football in 2018 in Alabama. The kid, all he's done is win 9 or 10 games wherever he goes. He did a tremendous job at Oregon. And I think, you know, the biggest thing is the NFL is going to younger quarterbacks. It used to be, you know, sit and wait and wait your turn and learn. Now I think it's kind of you got to throw the guys in the system. These guys have so much talent. There's so much, you know, different science behind training, things like this. And the main thing is, if you can get the ball out, if you can make quick decisions, and that's what Bo Nix does. He makes quick decisions. You can get first downs. You can move the ball. You can score touchdowns. I think Bo Nix is going to be freaking amazing for the Denver Broncos, and I think they're going to surprise a lot of people.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, this flies in the face, you know. It took Drew Bledsoe's injury to launch Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers had to sit there and play caddy to Brett Favre in Green Bay before he got his chance. He maximized it. He's going to Canton, Ohio. Who else am I missing here? I'm missing one other. But, you know, by and large, quarterbacks, you know, Jordan Love, same script. I mean, he had to sit there and watch Rodgers. And now he looks like he's a burgeoning star. So this, give it to Nix, give it to Daniels, give it to Caleb Williamson. How much risk do you see in anointing these three quarterbacks, getting them the reins right away? Do you see the risk? I mean, Brady's out today saying, boy, they're developing quarterbacks a little differently. I actually don't really care what Brady says about this. I don't. Because if it wasn't for an injury to Drew Bledsoe, we wouldn't even know who Tom Brady is. I mean, he would.
Oh, man. Here we go, Marty. So So it's kind of, and I saw that. You know what's crazy is I watched that this morning. And Tom Brady, I'm a huge Tom Brady fan, my favorite football player ever besides Michael Vick, if something would happen. But Tom Brady's great, man. He's a great competitor. He's a winner. He does things the right way. He likes to sit guys, develop them, things like this. This is my philosophy. Yeah, that's great. Jordan Love, that's happened to. Green Bay, it seems like Green Bay has a quarterback god that's watching over everybody, right? Because they went from Favre to Rodgers to Love. There's never been a team that gets that lucky and has that many good quarterbacks, but it's development. Somebody in that system knows something that we don't know, and that's a good play. But the way the future's moving, I think you give it to these young guys. You look at, you know, Caleb Williams, you look at Jaden Daniels, what do they have to lose? What did the Bears do last year? What did the Commanders do last year? I want to call them the Redskins, but what did the Commanders do last year? What did they do? What did the Broncos really do last year? You want to hand these guys the keys? They're young. They're, you know, they can get it done. I think you give them the keys and just go out there and let them show their talent. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, and I think you almost got to throw a disclaimer out to your fan base and say, hey, look, these guys may regress before they progress. There's going to be some struggles. The game is quick. The game is fast. But we're looking at three immensely talented guys, Williamson, Daniels, and Nix. They're talented. It is going to be fascinating to watch, and I feel bad we're not going to see J.J. McCarthy. And I'm not so sure that Darnold would have beat him out anyways, because I think Minnesota's philosophy would have been a little bit different. All right, let's get right to it. We'll get to because I think the AFC is so simple this year, it's unbelievable. But I want to get down to Dallas and CeeDee Lamb. Well, I mean, what are you hearing right now? I mean, it sounds like there's a thaw in the negotiations. I mean, they're not going to let this guy miss the start of the season. What do you expect to happen? What are you hearing?
I mean, it's here and there. You know, everybody from this side, being a fan, right? I'm going to take myself out of the fandom, but being a fan in Dallas, people that I talk to, they're, oh, he just wants the money. He just wants this. But listen, what they don't understand, and I did sports marketing, sports management. That's what I did for a long time. They have to understand these guys. It's, you know, in the NFL, you have maybe a three-year, four-year career. So you need to get paid as soon as you can, as much as you can, to take care of your family. That's the goal when you get there. So with CeeDee Lamb, I think he's just trying to get the right number. Dallas, they're going to pull it out as long as they can. They're going to drag it out. But CeeDee Lamb knows he's going to get his money, because if they put the Cowboys where they're at now and they go into the season without CeeDee Lamb, he's such a big contributor, they're not going to do well, man. They're going to have an 8-9 season, and they're just not going to do well. They better get it done. I think they get it done before he takes the field week one, and the Cowboys will be okay.
Yeah, and anymore with the reduced camp, you know he's working out. He's catching balls. He's not sitting around eating donuts. You know, everybody says, well, you know, he's susceptible to injury if he doesn't get his reps. Trust me, he's getting his reps. I think by Friday this deal gets done. I think, and I'm just taking a wild shot in the dark. All right, hey, listen, you tell me. I look at the AFC as so predictable, it's unbelievable. Kansas City, Baltimore, throw in the Texans. You want to throw in Jacksonville. I just Cincinnati, I don't see it. I just don't. What am I, Cleveland? I mean, it's interesting, but I think there is a level. There's Kansas City. You want to throw the Chargers into that aforementioned handful of teams. I think the AFC, quite frankly, is all about the Chiefs. I mean, I really do. And then it's a drop down to a whole nother level. How are you seeing the American Football Conference at this point?
You know, yes and no. The AFC is always, you know, it's a tough conference. They've won a lot of Super Bowls. But I think, you know, obviously you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Travis Kelce. The Chiefs have got Xavier Worthy. We saw in preseason how he exerted his speed, right? Nobody could even come close to him. If Patrick Mahomes scrambles, gets out of the pocket, and just throws it up, all Xavier has to do is just run under it, catch it, score a touchdown. So the Chiefs obviously have the upper hand. Justin Herbert, he's dealing with injury. And, you know, you got the Raiders, which I love their coach. I think Pierce is a great coach. I think they will do well. They'll play hard for him. I like Gardner Minshew. A lot of people don't like him. I like the dude. I like the stash he's got from the 70s. I think he can ball, man. He's never really had the chance to have the reins of a team. It's always somebody's behind you. Somebody's going to take your spot. I think now he will show something a little more. I think they'll actually finish second in the AFC in their division. I think they'll finish second, but with Herbert having that injury, but, man, I like the Chiefs to win it. It's it goes back to, again, Denver's going to be good. They're going to have growing pains, like you said. Bo Nix is going to be awesome because he's going to get rid of the ball quick. That doesn't mean they'll finish second or win, but he's great for the future. This is my honest opinion. I think Kansas City will three-peat. I think they'll be the first to ever do it. You know, Mahomes, he wants to beat all of Brady's records. He wants to go for that. And if he accomplishes this year, he's got a real shot at it.
We got to finish up here real quick. I left the Jets off the list. I left the Dolphins. Pittsburgh's going to start Russell Wilson. He has looked terrible, but he's had a calf injury. I don't know about Pittsburgh, but I think Russell Wilson is absolutely mediocre at best. Give me 40 seconds on the quarterback.
Man, I hate to even – because I love Russ, man. I've always liked what he stood for and what he's done for his teams in Seattle. He was a great quarterback. But it's kind of – I blamed it on everybody else, and they were kind of against Russ in Denver. Now, I don't know the inside scoop or anything like that, and I've taken up for him since he came to Pittsburgh, but he's really showing, like, his burst is not there. He's getting sacked. He's still got the accuracy. A guy that can throw the ball can always throw the ball, right? He can hit his spots just like a pitcher. So he's going to be getting laying the ball there, but I think with the way the NFL is developing, you know, guys are getting faster, they're getting stronger, they're getting bigger, they come off the edges, they come up the middle, they send blitzes. I don't know if he has it to escape that and make a throw to make his team competitive. So right now, the way I'm leaning Justin Fields.
Going to be interesting. DJ, we got you again. We got you, man. Tomorrow and Friday, you're going to bring a former Cowboy onto the show. We're looking forward to it, my friend. Great job out of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Marty. Now, I got a couple of shout-outs real quick. I got to get these done. Shout-out to my daughter,
10
Bryce
seconds.
Lynn. Yeah, Bryce Lynn Shields going to Pepperdine University. I love you, baby. And then check us out on the podcast at winners.only.podcast. We're launching tomorrow. Let's get it.
All right, DJ Shields, we're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, Tyler Levine, he will join us, and he is locked and loaded. He has taken his seven tosses out of the bullpen. He is ready to go. He'll take us right to the top of the hour. We got a lot to get to, a lot of ground to cover. Tyler, welcome aboard, pal. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
Well, it's the time of year where we talk quarterbacks, and I had TJ Shields on there. You know who he is. I'll throw it out there. He's all over Knicks. If memory serves, you're not a big Bo Nix guy. Let me hear your take. As Denver today, as they have anointed him, Sean Payton, the head coach, says we're going with Bo Nix. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a good move for the Broncos in their current situation. My issue with Bo Nix is just strictly due to the fact that there were multiple occurrences while he was at Auburn that I needed him to throw touchdowns for personal reasons, and he failed to do so. But he's a fine quarterback. I mean, he played in college for like 100 years, so he has more than enough experience. I think that it's advantageous for him that he is a little bit older and had a lot of experiences in the college game. And I think that obviously just compared to who the Denver backup is, that's certainly the guy that they should move forward with. And, you know, they drafted him for a reason. It's because they believe in him. So I think he'll have a good season, honestly. I'm excited for it.
And we were just talking, you know, Brady was out today saying, you know, they're developing quarterbacks, young quarterbacks differently. And no offense, I love Brady, but I don't want to hear from him on this. If Drew Bledsoe did not get his spleen ruptured when Mo Lewis hit him back in the day in Foxborough from the Jets, you know, we wouldn't even know who Tom Brady is. I mean, he may never have seen the light of day in the National Football League. So I think, you know, okay, that's all well and good. What I do see, though, is, you know, this flies in the face of how Brady came along because he had to, you know, serve his tutelage under Bledsoe until the injury. Jordan Love waited his turn. Aaron Rodgers waited his turn for Favre to retire and move on to the Jets, ironically. You know, so we see this tutelage. We see this apprenticeship, so to speak. But now Jaden Daniels, he gets the keys to the, I don't know if it's a Porsche, but maybe it's a nice Volkswagen in Washington. You know, Caleb Williamson, potentially a Mercedes or a Porsche that he's going to get to drive in Chicago. And now we see Bo Nix getting the keys to a storied franchise, but has been really through some bumpy times. So with all this rolled into one big ball, let me get your take on this. I heard what, and the audience heard what DJ had to say. Let's hear what you say. Let me hear.
I mean, I think in regards to the developmental changes, I'm personally a fan, and I think that it's best when a guy can come in and learn from a pro's pro. I think that obviously when you look at Jordan Love and how that offense looked at the end of last season and how he was playing in particular, you can't look at that situation and say that he did not benefit massively from spending time behind Aaron Rodgers as Aaron Rodgers did spending time behind Brett Favre. Now, obviously, you know, they're not going to sit Caleb Williams behind anyone. There's no one for him to learn from. So it's an interesting predicament that quarterbacks find themselves in because you either go to a team that already has an established guy and sit behind him. And generally speaking, the guys that do that are not these guys who are in these lottery picks. I don't know if they call it that for NFL, but these even call it the first round pick quarterbacks are generally speaking not sitting behind somebody. They're getting thrown into it. And unfortunately, a lot of times as well, the situations that they're getting put into are not advantageous for them because the team isn't good. Hence why they're getting a top five pick. Now, I think in particular to what we're looking at this year, Caleb Williams for me is by far in the best situation because they knew what they had. They knew who they were taking. As soon as they figured out who that number one, that they had the number one pick, they said, we can't make this mistake again. We got to get this guy weapons. And they went and did that. So, for me, I think that Caleb Williams is going to have an unbelievable season. I think he's going to be one of the top performing fantasy quarterbacks. I think that the Bears are going to win a ton of games. I mean, we went through their schedule a week or two ago, and yeah, they don't have a divisional opponent till when? It's like week 8 or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, not till the middle of November. The thing I like about Williams is the supporting cast that he's getting in Chicago. And they knew. They drafted extremely well. They really did.
100%.
I mean, at least we think they did. And they traded well because Keenan Allen's an elite player, and DeAndre Swift is going to be outstanding, not only running it, but catching it.
Yeah.
So he's got a very nice supporting cast there. We can't say that in Washington. Can't really say that in Denver.
Yeah.
So I think Williams obviously is going to be the leader in the clubhouse right now to have a breakout year. But again, we go back to C.J. Stroud. Look what he did in with the Texans.
Yeah, and I think that one thing to point out as well is that I think that just because a quarterback isn't going into a great situation doesn't mean that they can't show that they're a guy, is what I like to say. Like, are you a guy? You don't have to be, you know, the guy right now, because a lot of times, like, you look at Jaden Daniels' situation, how much can he really achieve there with that Washington team this season? Probably not a lot. But what we can see is, what does he look like playing from behind? When they need to go and score, what are we going to see there? Because they're probably going to be behind for most of these games, so they're going to be throwing a lot. And you can look at the Bryce Young situation, and, like, I don't see anything, even though he's on a bad team in a bad organization with a terrible owner, he's not showing anything that makes another team look at that guy and say, hey, let's bring him in. We have a better situation, and I believe in him. And I don't think there will be a team that will bite at him in that situation. I think he's a complete bust. I don't think he's ever going to turn it around. I think he'll be out of the league quickly. Or as a bench guy. But I'm very curious about this Jaden Daniels situation. I know Washington picked up Eckler this offseason, I believe. No?
Eckler?
I believe they did. And I think that's a good addition to have on the roster.
Yes, I believe they did too. Yes.
I think Jaden Daniels will also have a very good season. I don't know. There's something about him, watching him play in college, he gave me a Lamar type of vibe. I'm not saying that he's that good, but the way he moves, and that's the way the league is changing now. You know, it's not this standard sit in the pocket and pass quarterback is that's not necessarily going to get you where you want to go. I'm not saying that you need a running quarterback to do that, but the way the league has shifted in terms of the way the game is played, the mobile quarterbacks are at more of an advantage. And it's easier to move around and to make plays happen. And it seems like they have more freedom to do so. So I'm very intrigued to see how these rookie quarterbacks will do. It's always something that I enjoy seeing. I'm also curious how some of these sophomore guys are going to do. I mean, Anthony Richardson got hurt early on in the year, but he was absolutely balling. And we know C.J. Stroud is a dog. So we're going to see what that Texans team looks like with now Stephon Diggs. But for me, I know it's not technically his second season. He's been in the league for a while now, but I think Jordan Love is going to be an MVP candidate. I really do. I think that offense is elite. I think the addition of Josh Jacobs will give them a new dynamic. Not that they didn't have one with Aaron Jones, but
they did, too. That's the one. I mean, Aaron Jones, when he came out of UTEP, no one was thinking this guy would be even close to how great he is, and that was a head-scratcher to me. But like you said, they come back with Jacobs, so, I mean, they maybe saw something that we just aren't aware of.
Yeah, I think Jordan Love's going to have a big year. I think the Packers are going to be a good team. Obviously, let's see how their defense holds up. But I'm expecting a massive year from Jordan Love. I think he feels really, really confident, and I'm excited for it.
Well, here's what we're looking at. You got to see what you got. You got to see what you got, and they're going to find out. Because you can look at it. You can look at Daniels. You can look at Nicks. You can look at even Caleb. Under the same set of eyeballs and circumstances, they could either inherit a dumpster fire and sit for 4 to 5 weeks and the team gets absolutely bludgeoned and then you throw them into an untenable situation, or maybe they create a dumpster fire. Maybe Williams gets off to a horrible start. The offensive line breaks down. There's injuries. You just don't know. But so there's two. It's the school of thought. What I think you got to do is manage expectations. You got to coach like hell, and you got to talk to these guys that if they have struggles with the speed of the game, the pass rush, the pressure, the mobility, they're going to see defensive linemen and linebackers that they didn't think could be as quick as running backs. I mean, that's just the sheer reality. I think it comes down to coaching, your general manager, and your ownership group, and how you handle a successful situation, how you handle a mediocre start to their career, and how you handle a dumpster fire that they could create. And it may not even be the dumpster fire that they are. It's only that they are a party to a horrible start. I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. I really do. In four or five different venues. And who knows? Maybe Bryce Young resurrects his career. I know you don't think so. A lot of people don't think so. They think he's trash and it was a complete disaster and that Carolina's got the bust of all bust. I'm not so sure. What I am sure of, he's got nothing in Carolina to build around. Coach Canales has got a major, major reclamation project on his hand in Carolina.
Yeah, that I mean, that organization, I constantly reference this on your show and on mine. The fish rots at the head and their owner is a joke. I mean, an absolute joke. I'm pretty sure he got fined like $300,000 for throwing a cup at a fan for talking to him. Like, pathetic. But one of the biggest things for me that really stands out and defines for me early on in someone's career how far they're going to make it is their response to a mistake. Because every one of these rookies, whether it's Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, they're going to make rookie mistakes at some point throughout the season. And how they respond to that and how short their memory is to those mistakes is ultimately for me what's going to be a huge defining moment, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they respond early on.
All right, you stay right there. We've got more to get to. I want to tease some guests, and we've got some great stuff coming up. Obviously, we're headed towards week two of a regular season edition of First Touch. We'll get into that. We'll do some EPL, but we're going to continue on the NFL note. But Steve Hogan, the CEO of the Florida Citrus Bowl, with the new playoff system coming in, he'll be on next week. We're also going to hear from Armin Katayan, his new book. Of course, you've saw him on Real Sports, an outstanding book author, a new book on the price of about college football in the new era. And then Shannon Furman, one of the producers, director rather, of Hard Knocks, the Bears on HBO. Look at that coming up. We're going to have a huge week next week. We got a huge week the rest of this week. We're coming back here on Sports Overnight. Don't go away. Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
The soccer season never ends here on Sports Byline Broadcast. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast. iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and on demand 24/7 wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. First Touch, soccer talk for the new age. Weekends right here on Sports Byline USA and worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Hi, we are talking the world of sports, outstanding guest list throughout the week, and this is no exception right now. I am pumped up for this. Mark Hubbard has penned a beautiful book. We had Penn State last week, Notre Dame this week. We continue our college series of book authors and previewing, but he has written the book on Era Parseghian, Era, the Life and Legacy of a Notre Dame Legend, the authorized biography of Coach Era Parseghian. And to join us is that author. It's Mark Hubbard. Mark, my name is Marty Terrell. Thank you for joining us here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight across the country and around the globe. iHeartRadio, tuned in, and worldwide on the American Forces. Mark, how are you?
Marty, thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Love to talk about this subject. So let's just jump into it.
Well, this isn't politics, so I don't have to recuse myself. This is sports, and I'm a Notre Dame fan going back to when, ironically, Era Parseghian took over as a head coach. Now, I was only three, and I'm not going to pretend that I knew then what I know now. I love this guy's story. I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to start. He came out of a place, for some reason, that always produces great coaches, but not necessarily at Miami of Ohio. But the litany is long. And let's start right there. And then ultimately, I mean, Woody Hayes at the time didn't have a freshman football coach, and Era got the job. He parlayed it into greatness. What he did at Northwestern, ultimately Notre Dame. Let's go back. And he also, by the way, when he got the Notre Dame job, he couldn't have taken a job at the most ill-timed juncture. I mean, this was a country mourning the assassination of JFK. This is a high-pressure job, has been, always will be. A lot of information I just threw out there. Let's start at Miami of Ohio and then take us full circle to when he got and ascended to the head coach at Notre Dame.
Well, we can actually start a little bit earlier than Miami, I think. You know, Era grew up in Akron, Ohio, and watched the Massillon football Tigers in high school, coached by Paul Brown. And so when he was in the Navy, he was at Great Lakes Naval Training Center in north of Chicago, and Paul Brown became the head coach of the Blue Jackets, which were essentially a college football team during war years, and Era played for Paul Brown, but was injured. So he traveled with the team, and he got to spend time learning Paul Brown's techniques and so on. So he took the GI Bill after the war was over, went to Miami University as a player, did very, very well, was a little All-American in his junior year, and then was recruited by a number of teams, including one baseball team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, to go professional. Paul Brown remembered him from the Blue Jacket days and offered him a bonus, and he went with the Cleveland Browns, then in the American Football Conference, which was different from the NFL. They emerged a couple years later. The Browns went into the league. And he was hurt in his second year, so he had a really great first year with the Browns. He was named Rookie of the Year on the team, hurt his hip in the second or third ball game in his second year, and it never really recovered. And so he was looking at being really out of football, out of a job, and then came the call from Woody Hayes. They remembered him from Miami of Ohio, and the fact that he had practiced in the off season with the team, and the people at Miami thought he'd make a good freshman coach. I think the athletic director weighed in on it, and so he was offered the freshman coaching job at Miami. A year later, Woody Hayes departs for Ohio State, And lo and behold, Era, at age 26, was named the head coach at Miami of Ohio, which, as you point out, has got the reputation for being a cradle of coaches, not just in football, but in many other sports. And the great thing about Miami is, as I point out in my book, it's not that they teach how to coach there. It's that you learn how to coach there because the environment is conducive to learning by doing, and you don't have the same pressure there that you would at other major schools, at least not in those years. So Era, being a Miami grad, and then being the freshman coach, and then being the head coach, had a, I call it an incubation period to learn the ropes of being a head coach, and then he succeeded very well. After 5 years, moved on to Northwestern, 8 years at Northwestern, including 3 wins against Notre Dame, and then the big job came his way, and that is the head coaching job at Notre Dame in 1964. So that's kind of the history of his career.
Was his hiring at Notre Dame, this wasn't a love affair. I mean, I don't know that the Fighting Irish fan base was all that thrilled with a guy from Northwestern. Can you give us some insight on him getting the job first and foremost?
Well, I think that the people at Notre Dame were desperate for a change in the, I guess, the fortunes of the team. And Era had distinguished himself by beating the Irish 3 times, which everybody remembered that. He was from the Chicago media market, which, of course, I think is more dominated by Notre Dame than Northwestern and still is today. So there were a lot of people in Chicago watching his success. But the idea of hiring a coach at Notre Dame is a tricky one, and so Era actually let it be known to Father Joyce, who was the head of athletics, as the administrator, that he'd be interested in the job, and then he interviewed and eventually got it. And I think they made a great choice because he was a guy of good coaching credentials, but high in integrity, and that's what Notre Dame was looking for, the combination. And so it worked out well for the coach, and obviously those 3 losses to Northwestern, I call the luckiest losses in the history of Notre Dame football.
Exactly right. Well put, Mark. Mark Hubbard, he's written Era, the Life and Legacy of a Notre Dame Legend, the authorized biography of Coach Era Parseghian. I guess where I want to go next is, and you got to do this, that the 66 team, I mean, how do you go through a 10-game slate and only allow 38 points? You look at the players. I remember Hubert, the quarterback, but there was Alan Page. But this season in particular was almost hard to fathom. Give us a weigh-in on that 1966 season for Notre Dame and Era.
Well, it was an unbelievable season. Of course, the way I got to meet the coach was I was invited to write the book about the 66 season and the 10-10 tie by the sports writer of the South Bend Tribune. And we went out to Era's house and sat down, and I don't think Era was all that thrilled about having somebody come in and want to write about all of that again, because it's probably the most talked about season and maybe the most talked about game in the history of college football. And when we sat down at his office, he looked at me and said, "Well, I suppose you want to hear about the 10-10 tie." And I changed it up a little bit. I said, "No, Coach, I want you to tell me about this picture," which was the picture of Era in 1941 in his high school team uniforms. And standing next to him in the backfield was an African-American player named Conwell Finley. And he studied the picture, and he looked up. He said, "That's Conwell Finley, our tailback. I wonder what happened to him." And I think from that moment on, Era understood that I was going to write a different kind of story about 66, and we became good friends. So the 66 year was magical in so many ways, but as you pointed out, the thing that doesn't get often talked about is the defense. While there were only 38 points scored against Notre Dame that season, including 6 shutouts, the defensive team only had 24 points scored against them, which, you know, if you think about it in today's context, I mean, averaging 2.4 points per game over a 10-game season is just impossible to fathom, and I believe it's the lowest average points per scored against a defense in the history of college football. So the team was great. It was great all the way around, but the defense doesn't get as much credit. Of course, it's hard when you're a sports writer to write about tackles and blocks and you know, things that require somebody to kind of visualize the defense. Offensive football is a lot more easy to visualize, and everybody wants to know who threw the ball, who caught the ball, who scored the points. But the defense is really the heart of that team. Great players, don't get me wrong, but the defense was really core to that team season.
I want to go to 73, a crazy season, undefeated. But what the aftermath of that in 74 was hard to fathom. And I'm in eighth grade now. I remember the national championship game like it was not yesterday, but it was a long, long time ago, like 60 years ago, but it says 61 years ago. But the fact of the matter is this. The next year, just a skosh over 50 years old, 51 or 2, errors out at Notre Dame, and speculation. I don't know that we truly know what happened. And, you know, again, 5 wins shy of 100. Notre Dame coaches have enormous pressure. What was the reason for the end of the era, so to speak?
Well, there's a lot to unpack in your question. The first thing to remember is that in 72, we ended the season with a really lopsided loss to Nebraska in a bowl game. So it was a very big surprise that 73 emerged as a national championship year. And in that regard, nobody saw that coming, and it was just a wonderful blessing for ERA and for everybody involved at the university. And, of course, the game that everybody remembers is the Sugar Bowl game against Alabama, which was won by a single point. The Notre Dame team was able to hold the ball late in the game and run out the clock and then win the national championship. So that was kind of a lot of magic there. 74 was looking to be a repeat of 73 in so many ways, but there was a scandal on campus. Some students were disciplined and were suspended, 6 students for the year. 5 of them eventually came back and were the nucleus of the 77 team. But ERA was working with not the same team in 74, and it was not the year that everybody expected. And the last season game was against USC, and it was really not a very, it was a memorable loss, let's put it that way, because USC scored 49 points, and Notre Dame, I think, only had 24. But the last game was against Alabama, again in the Orange Bowl, and ERA rallied the troops, and everybody wanted to win the game for him. And so the win against Alabama, the second win against Alabama, really was the capstone of his career. Now, leading to his retirement was the idea that stress was starting to become overwhelming. He had decided midway through the season to stop coaching. And so, and there's a lot of evidence from his coaches, and there's some medical evidence in the files that suggests that this was the right move for him to make, and so he did. And so there was no pressure for him to leave. In fact, everybody in Notre Dame wanted him to stay, and he just decided to walk away while he thought it was the right thing to do. So it was completely his decision.
Yep. His decision. Listen, we are out of time. Mark, this is a fabulous book. Thank you for A, coming on. B, we will continue. You got the right guy, because I am going to talk this up. Fantastic job out of you.
Thank you very much. Go Irish.
You got Mark O. Hubbard. And I don't mean he's Irish. That's his middle initial. O. Hubbard sounds Irish, but he wrote a great book on Notre Dame and ERA. We're coming back on Sports Spot.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress.
There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Fuck off, the Red Sox found a way to win. The Giants found a way to lose to the Sox. Let's get soccer in 60. Here's my man, Tyler Levine. What do we got coming up this week? You got soccer in 60. Go ahead.
Oh, man, we have an absolutely massive weekend. We kick things off 7:30 a.m. Eastern on Peacock. At the American Express Stadium, Manchester United taking on Brighton away. This is a huge game. I know people might think, week two, how big could it be? Well, there's no playoffs, so every game matters. Every game is a playoff game, and this is going to be a statement win for Manchester United. I have Manchester United or draw for those who are getting in on the action. But that's not the end. There's a huge game. Tottenham and Everton might not seem huge, but Everton are going to be fighting for their lives all season. So if they can scrap a point here, it would be huge. Tottenham are going to want to bounce back after a disappointing draw away at Leicester City in game week one. Game of the weekend for me, Arsenal away at Aston Villa. Arsenal is a favorite, and rightfully so. They're a fantastic team. Aston Villa crushed their title hopes last year with a 2-0 defeat away at Arsenal, which inevitably led to Arsenal losing by 2 points in the final game week. And there's some other good games mixed in here as well. Crystal Palace and West Ham, that should be packed with action. I think that's going to end in a draw. On Sunday, we have Newcastle playing Bournemouth away. We have Liverpool and Brentford. That should be a very interesting one. Brentford are a very tricky team. They might not have a stronger roster on paper. They certainly don't, but they are a hard team to play and certainly are capable of coming away with a point. And we're going to see what's up with Chelsea. They have about 7,000 players on their roster nowadays, and they're going to have to figure out a way to beat Wolves away.
All right. Don't forget, folks, WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut. They'll be our home for U.S. Open tennis starting next week. We look forward to that. We'll be on the East Coast. First Touch coming up Saturday night. 7 o'clock Eastern time. It kicks off. We got college football to talk about from Dublin. Wow, what a weekend already, and it's only Wednesday into a Thursday. He is Tyler Levine. Thanks to Marco Hubbard. He did an outstanding job on a book on Ira Parsegian of Notre Dame. Also, thanks to DJ Shields and the whole crew. Dominic Jimenez as well. I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks to all the affiliates across the country and around the globe here on Sports Overnight. Adios.